So if an unbeliever considers Christianity irrational because Christians allow something to be accepted without independent demonstration, the unbeliever in question is being unrealistic. He is being hypocritical, not living up to his own demands. And that's kind of the two-step approach here for presuppositions is, okay, according to your standard, we're not to have presuppositions. Here you have presuppositions. Therefore, you're being irrational according to your own standard.
Yeah,
and so we're just
asking them. You haven't
lived
up to your own standards. Yeah,
we're asking them to live within their own standard, and then we're testing that through an internal mechanism,
an internal critique, right?
Yeah, and showing it to not substantiate the basis for which they're claiming. And so there, it's not. Here are all my facts, and I'm peppering them with you, and you don't have an answer. Boom. Therefore, there is no answer. Well, no, we're saying, okay, you believe this. Let's see what the case of that would be. And you don't have a basis for this. Well, do I have a basis for science, logic, morality, you know, history, what have you? And we're saying yes. And then there might be some issues of stealing across worldviews here. So the person is being hypocritical, not living up to his own demands. He's the one who is being supremely unreasonable, actually unreasonable. The problem is not that we as Christians believe things without evidence. The problem is that unbelievers don't like the kind of evidence we have.
Right. So we have evidence, he says. They just don't like it. Mm-hmm. So he says there isn't anyone who can prove everything he believes by independent considerations. You just can't do that. Again, you know, in order to think and reason, you have to have presuppositions. They're inevitable and necessary. Mm-hmm. And so he says what the unbeliever objects to finally is the kind of evidence to which we appeal as Christians, believing something based on God's personal authority rather than on basis of impersonal and universally accepted but not demonstrated norms of observation, logic, and utility, right? That's the problem that they have. I have evidence for what I believe, he says, great evidence, the very word of God, but they don't want that kind of evidence. That sort of evidence is founded on a person, the living God. It's not like going to, you know, a dictionary or encyclopedia and kind of looking something up. Right.
Right.